You're listening to Mountain West Voices. I'm Clay Scott. Meyer Chesson is a retired professor of plant pathology. He came to Missoula almost 60 years ago to teach at the University of Montana. He says studying plants and living near mountains and wilderness was something he always wanted to do. Those were unusual ambitions for a Depression-era New York kid from a neighborhood of Russian Jewish immigrants.
I was born in 1921, and I was born in Brooklyn, and then when I was a year and a half old, we moved to the Bronx where my dad had bought this little grocery store, the corner grocery store. And we were there until 1937. That's where we were. That's where I grew up.
Meyer was an eight-year-old kid playing in parks and dreaming about mountains when the Depression hit. It changed the way he thought about the world.
It was just an overwhelming experience because we had the grocery store. And so we knew what was happening with the people there. And I remember once my mother asked me, she wasn't very reluctantly, she asked if I could go up to some customer because they hadn't paid a bill for so long, and could they pay a little bit and so on. So I was just a kid at the time, and I had to go up and ask them. That was, maybe an even more powerful experience was see my friends that I played with all year long put out on the street in the middle of winter with all their furniture. They were evicted. And had a very, very strong influence on my outlook, my general social, political outlook.
In Meyer's world, politics was something ubiquitous and intimate and immediate. When candidates came to his neighborhood, he'd fetch an apple crate from the back of the store for them to stand on while they made their speeches. In 1934, when Fiorello LaGuardia was campaigning for mayor, Meyer remembers him standing outside his family's store, addressing the crowd in fluent Yiddish, then walking a block to Third Avenue, where he gave his campaign speech in Italian. For a kid, this was exciting stuff. But Meyer still dreamed mostly about the outdoors, about plants, and about mountains.
People asked me, you know, on and off after we got here, well, you know, you're a kid from urban background, you were raised in a Bronx, how come you became a botanist? Well, as a kid, that's where I gravitated. We would go to all the parks, go to all those rocky places, sporting goods stores even. I was an avid reader, you know, the public library a few blocks away, and I just read everything that I could get my hands on. And the outdoors just, you know, appealed to me very much. I was always getting outside. I wanted to go out and see what was there.
A high school teacher encouraged Meyer to go into forestry. He was offered a scholarship to Syracuse University, but there were strings attached. He'd be required to study pulp and paper chemistry. He ended up instead at UCLA, and after a stint in the military, finished his doctorate at the University of California at Berkeley. Even there, he says, the department head tried to steer him away from plant pathology.
And not long after I got there, he said, you know, I'm looking at your transcript, and I see you come from an urban background. He said, well, you know, as a plant pathologist, you probably have to meet with a lot of farmers. And, you know, perhaps you wouldn't feel comfortable in that environment. So you might want to consider, you know, changing your major.
It took Meyer only 3 years to finish his doctorate in plant physiology. It wasn't long afterwards that he learned of an opening at the University of Montana. He jumped at the chance.
I got a letter from the chair of the Department of Botany, and he described the university and its setting, you know. All right, so God, what a boyhood dream this is.
That was 1949, and Meyer and his wife have been in Missoula ever since. But he says he still thinks every day about the world he grew up in.
I enjoyed the music that we used to hear at my aunt's house every Sunday. We'd have dinner with the whole, what we call the Landsmen, the folks from the old country. And after dinner, we'd put the dishes away and we just start singing songs. Städtebacher, Städt und Tracht, Tracht und Tracht, a ganzer Nacht. Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen, Wemmen zu nehmen und nicht verschämen. Tumbala, tumbala, tumbala laika.
You've been listening to Meyer Chesson in Missoula, Montana. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support is provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To listen to and download more than 150 stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestvoices.org. I'm Clay Scott.